proposal currently being worked on right now by the committee and in the assembly, and you know, it's still very, very early in the phase, but the proposal right now is that everyone must have an account with a certified waste management handler. That's something that's being talked about, right? I guess the question is, working through this process, do you think that there should be a mandatory collection for solid waste management, or do you think the free market system is working as is? And I think we start with Mario.
I'm not sure that that it's working as is. I find it extremely difficult to get rid of waste. So it's obviously not working the way it is now. Mandatory collection seems, I don't like the word mandatory, but it seems like a viable option, and it seems like the one that works at this point in time. You know, there's a lot can be done with waste management in the free market, and so it you just need the right people to come in and offer services. But if you don't have them in a small community like this, what are your options? You know, that's the issue. So I feel like the mandatory collection, especially for larger producers of trash, is probably going to be the best way to go.
Okay, thank you, Mario. Joe.
I like the system we have, actually, where you we have two folks doing it, so there's competition, and it keeps the prices down, and we're shipping the garbage out. There's, of course, construction materials and things that aren't household or food smells are going into the landfill, and we're just moving along with that. But I don't think mandatory is going to be that much different, in that people that are going to throw their trash out in the ditch or out at 26 Mile are still going to do that. I've actually studied trash a little bit. I was king of trash for a couple years. I picked up over 100 bags of it in the ditches around town and stuff, and I think that if you really want to clean up the place, what you got to have is free trash. That's the only thing that will get people to deal responsibly with their trash in some cases. And the other, but we don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's not right. People should be responsible for their own trash and pay. This doesn't cost that much, 5, 10, 20 bucks a week, you know, if you have a normal household. Maybe a little more if you got a lot of kids or something. But that's just part of being an adult, is dealing with your trash. And what the borough could do, if they were interested in maybe doing something about the malfeasance or throwing your trash down, is get some enforcement going. Have a litter control officer, or encourage the police to spot and ticket illegal dumpers.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Jerry?
Well, I don't have any trouble getting rid of my trash. Every 2 weeks I go to the dump. That's all there is to it. You grab your bag and off you go. And I have absolutely no desire to subsidize somebody else's garbage removal. That doesn't interest me. You know, our community is full of hardworking, responsible people that should not be saddled with the irresponsibility of others. To me, that's just all there is to it. You know, so getting rid of your garbage, you go to the dump, period. So this whole borough involvement in this practice, I'm totally against it.
You're against making it mandatory?
Yes.
Okay. Mike.
I too am against making it mandatory. I think that the recycling system that we have here is excellent. It's kind of a model for other communities. We can save a lot of money with recycling, and many of us do. I certainly have over the years. As I think Joe pointed out, the cost of bringing trash to one of the two providers of trash disposition services isn't really all that big. If we tell people that they're going to have to pay for it, you know that there's going to be a lot of people that don't pay for it. The cost of enforcement is probably going to be a real problem. We can't even enforce people staying away from the Boat Harbor trash bins now, so we'll probably really be in a literal mess if we try to make it mandatory.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Ron?
The word mandatory raises some hairs on the back of my neck usually because I don't like to be told to do it a certain way. And so I'm not wild about the mandatory aspects of it. I question what's prompting all this. And I going back to the survey that was done, 50-50 people were divided on whether or not there was a problem with trash at all. And 74% of the people said they're fine with what they're paying already. So what's the problem? Well, digging further in the survey, there was a concern about littering, dumping, and all that kind of thing. And that's a law enforcement problem. So possibly one of the things that's really needed here first is really get some law enforcement good fines to kind of get that under control. There's other aspects of that thing that's going through right now, and they create a monopoly, essentially, it looks like. And I don't think that'll bring down the prices any at all or guarantee that we'll have that. So basically, I think they need a lot of work before they get that ordinance farther along.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And we started with Mario on that one, right? Okay.